concerts, the kind that seat a few dozen people at a local venue to tens of thousands of people at a stadium, are back, and for the most part without COVID precautions. This has been true even as we've seen case numbers tick up this summer with the latest variant. But with vaccinations and treatments widespread, should we still be concerned about going to them? Ed Mesley covers music for the Arizona Republic, and he dives into this question in his latest piece. He's been going to concerts since venues cautiously dipped their toes into holding them last year, and that's where we started our conversation.
I went out to different bars around the area that were having live music. Last Exit Live, Cactus Jacks, is that what it's called in Ahwatukee?
Yeah.
And some of the places that were having DJs downtown, just to see like, well, what are people doing? You know, and I was masked up and everything. But I mean, it was still pretty nerve-wracking to be out like at this early stage in the pandemic where we didn't have as much information as we have now. And I wasn't vaccinated at the time. So, you know, I was just wearing a mask and keeping my fingers crossed and, you know, changing in the laundry room when I got home before I could enter the house with the healthy people.
Yeah. I mean, so very different, right, than the experience of going to a concert today, which are, you know, seemingly kind of back to normal. Like, we're having these, you know, big giant shows and festivals, and concert venues are full all over the country, all over the world, probably. I mean, what's this experience like now when you go?
It's odd. It does seem like it's just back to normal, like all bets are off. Like, you would never know we had just been through this life-changing pandemic that shut the industry down for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to Coldplay at the stadium, you know, and there were very few masks.
I mean, so at a certain point when we were getting back into this, and I think we've talked about this with you on the show before, like there was talk about vaccine requirements and showing your vaccine card wherever you went or to get into shows. You know, there was talk about we will be wearing masks inside forever. And it sounds like none of that really came to fruition when it comes to concerts.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it was that way at first.
Yeah.
You know, I went to several concerts where I had to show my credentials, you know, my vaccination passport. I think Billie Eilish probably, Dua Lipa maybe. Mm-hmm. Some of those early ones this year that I went to, I had to show stuff. And then that just stopped being something that was going on. And now when I did this article that we just posted last week, I went to all the websites and none of them are requiring vaccinations or proof of a negative test. Like none of them. One venue said masks are strongly recommended, not required, and most didn't even recommend masks.
Yeah. And you haven't seen any shift, it sounds like, this summer as we've seen these BA4, BA5 subvariants of Omicron kind of tick up. I mean, we've seen the numbers definitely go up here in Arizona.
We have seen the numbers go up. That's when I kind of pulled back from reviewing concerts again. I had been going. I haven't gone since early June. I'm waiting for something that I would just feel really guilty for not reporting on, and then I'll go back and risk my health. Like there are two stadium shows this month. I have to go review the stadium shows. So I'll go take a bullet from Motley Crue, I guess.
Okay, so you talked to a lot of the expert kind of public health voices on this for this most recent piece. So the big question, I guess, is it safe to be going to big concerts right now as so many people are doing it anyway? You know, what should we be thinking about?
Well, I got the impression that they feel that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you go to a large thing, you might get COVID, but it's not going to be that bad on you. Mm-hmm. But you will be able to spread it to other people that you know or don't know. So there's that, you're suddenly contagious. But that if you're not vaccinated, not boosted, and you go, chances are you're going to get it and it's going to be miserable. You know, and then they talked about like, well, what can you do to make it even safer for yourself if you're concerned? If like me, you really do not want to get COVID, which I've never had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've dodged it. So like, what can you do? Like outdoor concerts being safer than indoor concerts, for instance.
Yeah.
wearing a mask, you know, being willing to be the one person out of every 300 that has a mask on at a concert.
Right, right. So I want to end, Ed, by talking a little bit about the effect on the industry, like, which is what you cover. And I know we've talked about it before. I mean, this pandemic was so hard on the music industry, maybe the hardest hit industry there was. Is it recovered? Like, are these big concerts, big festivals, big shows being back up and running a sign that the music industry is okay?
I think that the music industry definitely got through it. We lost some venues. Some people lost their jobs. We didn't lose many venues here in Phoenix. I think we got lucky. But across the nation, a lot of venues closed and a lot of companies downsized. A lot of people went a long time without working. I feel like shows are getting back to normal. I mean, you can tell that there are empty seats that you wouldn't have expected at some shows. So maybe business isn't as booming as it would have been right now if it hadn't been for the pandemic. You know, but I think it seems to be well on the way to recovering and getting through it. I don't think Live Nation or Ticketmaster are in any danger of shutting down, you know?
All right. Ed Masley covers music for the Arizona Republic. Ed, thank you for coming on. Thanks for all the information. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you very much.
One mention of Motley Crue. Now we get an acoustic version of Kickstart My Heart. How about that, Lauren?
Listen, I'm just really impressed you recognize that, because I would have not gotten Motley Crue from
this. You shouldn't
be.
Have you tried this game Hurdle, by the way? Our co-host Mark Brody turned me on to it.
I have heard about it. I have not tried it, no. Wordle, but for songs?
The first two I got, the songs were from the 90s, 80s, and or 70s, and I did well.
Hey.
Last couple have been from 2014. Didn't get those.
Nope.
Not a good sign for me.
I don't think I would either, honestly.